Two senior al-Qaeda leaders who played key roles in last year's terrorist attacks have given interviews to the Arabic-language satellite television network Al Jazeera. In yesterday's broadcast from Al Jazeera's headquarters in the Gulf state of Qatar, the two men talked about how they prepared for the attacks. From Qatar's capital, Doha, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
The interviews are part of a documentary prepared by Al Jazeera investigative reporter Yusri Fouda on the events leading up to September 11th. Fouda met with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and Ramzi bin al-Shibh in Pakistan in June. Both men are identified by U.S. authorities as senior members of al-Qaeda. In the interviews, the two men confirm al-Qaeda's role in the September 11th attacks and provide details of the planning. Ramzi bin al-Shibh was a close associate of Mohammed Atta, the alleged leader of the September 11th hijackers. Here, bin al-Shibh, who belonged to al-Qaeda's Hamburg cell, describes how he got a call from Atta in the U.S. Bin al-Shibh says Atta told him in code that the date for the attack had been chosen.
He said two sticks, a dash, and a cake with a stick pointing downwards. As it turns out, two sticks is the number 11. A dash is a dash, and a cake with a stick pointing downwards is the number 9. And that was September 11.
Bin al-Shibh told Fouda he then left Hamburg for Afghanistan on September 6th to inform Osama bin Laden that the date for the attack had been set. Later in the documentary, bin al-Shibh says that the hijackers planned their mission carefully, but he admits there were some anxious moments.
You are going into battle, an unconventional battle against the most powerful force on earth. You are facing them on their land, among their forces and soldiers, with a small group of 19.
Fouda says Khalid Sheikh Mohammed told him that al-Qaeda decided to attack the U.S. 2.5 years ago. Mohammed claimed that the network considered striking U.S. nuclear facilities, but decided against it, fearing things might get out of hand. Instead, they chose other symbolic targets, says Fouda.
The White House was in the list, but then was later taken off the list for navigation reasons, according to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
And replaced by the U.S. Capitol, adds Fouda, the fourth target, presumably of the hijacked jet that crashed in Pennsylvania. Fouda says it was Mohammed who provided most of the information about the planning, but Fouda was unable to include audio or video of his interview in the documentary. Fouda says he was not allowed to bring recording equipment to the interview. It was al-Qaeda that taped the session, he says. But instead of sending him video copies as promised, they sent only the audio tape of bin al-Shibh. Fouda says his introduction to al-Qaeda began with an anonymous phone call. A man told him he could put him in touch with the right people for his September 11th anniversary special. Fouda says he was instructed to fly to Islamabad and then to Karachi.
At one point then I'm blindfolded and being led to some address there. I'm face to face with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Khalid introduced himself to me instantly, and that was a shock to me as head of al-Qaeda military committee. And then he turned towards Ramzi, introducing him as the coordinator of September 11th.
Fouda says the two men described the pride and joy they took in the attacks and said they hoped to accomplish 1,000 more assaults similar to September 11th. Fouda says he believes the men risked seeing him in order to relay the message that al-Qaeda has not been defeated by the U.S.-led war on terrorism.
They still are capable of staying alive, of surviving, of getting a message out to the world. And they're still capable of maintaining their determination, even after what happened.
Even possibly despite the death of their leader, Osama bin Laden. Fouda says the men repeated several times that bin Laden was alive and well. But in what Fouda described as a slip of the tongue, one of them referred to bin Laden in the past tense. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Doha, Qatar.